away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, grant us thy peace. From the 19th chapter of St. John's Gospel, the 30th verse, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Once again, it is that Friday we call Good. And once again, we stand at the foot of the cross, which stood outside the city gates of Jerusalem, on the little rise of the ground called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull. We stand here not as idle onlookers, but as poor sinners who need a Savior, who need salvation, who need cleansing in His precious blood. But we are sinners saved by grace, by the sheer mercy of Him who is the Lord of glory, one of the Holy Trinity, who on this day poured out for us His cleansing, life-giving blood. On the cross, the Lord Jesus finished the work of our redemption. He did and suffered all that needed to be done. And so we stand at the foot of the cross with sorrowful, repentant hearts, because we know, each one of us, that it was my sin, which brought the Lord of glory to this terrible hour. But we also stand here in grateful adoration of His finished work. If we examine ourselves truthfully, we realize, don't we, that all of us must write across our lives that one word, unsatisfactory. Then we look to the Savior and say, "But my dear Lord Jesus Christ is my satisfaction, and I hide all my unsatisfactoriness in His perfection." And yes, when we come to the hour of death, we'll still have to say, "Unworthy, unworthy." We are believers, a sense of unworthiness will most certainly be there. But then we flee to Jesus. We hide our wounds in His wounds, and our death in His saving death. We take Him to be our Savior. We bear our unworthiness in His worthiness. And with all the host of heaven we say, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, for He has redeemed us with His blood. He loved us and cleansed us, and has made us kings and priests unto God. To Him be all glory and might and majesty and dominion forever and ever." Yes, we lose ourselves in our Savior, and we also find ourselves in Him. We are clothed with his righteousness. We are accepted in the beloved. We will leave the wilderness of this world, leaning upon the beloved, putting our whole weight on him. He holds us up. He sustains us. He is our Savior, our all in all. And the Father looks upon the face of his beloved Son and accepts us in him. I hope that everyone who hears these words of mine this evening is a believer. And I also hope that no one will end this Good Friday without leaning upon Jesus. He is our Savior, our God, and our all. You and I are simply not able of ourselves to help ourselves. Our sufficiency is entirely and totally in him. When Jesus cried out from the cross, "It is finished," our redemption was complete. Jesus is our life. Jesus is our joy. Jesus is our hope forever. As the hymn writer says, "O perfect life of love, all is finished now. All that he left his throne above to do for us below. In perfect love he dies for me. He dies for me. Oh, all atoning sacrifice I claim by faith to thee." Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and finished the work of our salvation, grant that I may trust completely and entirely in thee, that all my sins may be lost in thee, and that all my hope may be centered in thee, that I may know thee to be not only the Savior of the world, but also my own dear Savior, and that through all this life, to the last breath I take, I may trust entirely and completely in thee alone, my Savior, my Redeemer, and my King. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Amen.